feeding the need for roots in the different chapter areas. In order to prove where roots are needed, we have to show how many people will use whatever root is purchased for construction or improvements, and we have to show what place people have to get to over the purpose root on a regular basis. To help show where roads are needed, the agency staff has worked very hard during the past many months to draw maps, one of each chapter areas. Then they have taken the chapter census, which lists all the families in the chapter and where the people of the chapter officers are, the community development workers. They have located every family in the chapter over the chapter area maps. These given a picture of where people are living and how many people will be using whatever routes may be needed in the chapter areas. The agency staff has been taking these maps to chapter meetings and asking the chapter members to study these maps and to indicate on these maps where they feel roots are needed. During the past months or two, the superintendent has met with Pinedale, Church Rock, Ayambito, Lake Valley, Manalito, to explain how these maps can be used and to be asked the chapters to draw in on these maps where they feel roots are needed. Some of the chapter members got the idea and have responded well. Others have questions whether this isn't just another false promise from the BIA. But this is the way we prove where roads are needed, and this is the beginning of planning a road construction problems in the off-reservation areas, where it's based on what the people says about the new need route for the Navajos. For many years, the BIA has planned all the roads constructions in the off-reservation areas. What without every asking the people where they think roads are needed. Some chapter members don't like being asked to play part in planning future road construction. This is understandable because this business of planning a road construction problem is something the people have never been asked to do. But the people most learn some time what kinds of information you have to get together to prove to the State Highway Commission or to BIA where roads are needed, and taking part in this planning is the first step and learning how to get the roads which are so badly needed. So the superintendent and his staff will continue to meet with the chapter to ask about the roots each chapter needs. We hope your chapter will ask us to come out some to talk with though the people about the need for roots in our chapter areas. When we meet with every chapter, we shall have a map of all the Eastern Navajo agent, showing where the people fall roots are needed. We plan then to take this map to meeting with the State Highway Commission. The State Highway Development, the BIA, and the country commissioner in each county to ask these different agencies how and when they plan to meet these routes. It is our hope that our recently formed Eastern Navajo Council Roads Committee will understand these maps and proposals well enough that they will be able to present the needs of the Navajos for the roads in the off-reservation areas to the State Highway Commission, the Highway Department, the BIA, and the county commissioner in each county. Up to the present time, none of the members of the roads community have been at any of the chapter meeting where these discussed have taken place. But we are hoping that they will begin to come to these meetings so they can do the job they were appointed to do when they were elected by the agent council as the Eastern Navajo Council Group Committees. How can we help the interpreter of district and agent council meetings? Anyone who has ever tried to interpret it before a large meeting knows that this is one of the most difficult jobs anyone can be called upon to do. The superintendent brings a Navajo member of his staff with him to every district council and agent council meeting. The interpreted for the superintendent whenever he is called upon to speak to the meeting. In addition, he keeps the superintendent informed on what is being said, what the discussion is held in Navajos. This saves much time at district and agent council meetings. There are not many young Navajo people who wants to serve as interpreters at district or agent council meeting. They feel many times that their Navajo is not as good as it should be, and many Navajos who are listening will be critical of the way the interpreter interprets English into the Navajo. So we hope to admire and respect anyone who is willing to do this difficult job. Both the superintendent and his interpreter know that the interpreter may not always interpret into Navajo as well as he should. So they welcome help from anyone in the meeting who understands both English and Navajo. One of the most difficult experiences any interpreter can have is for a Navajo in the audience to say the interpreter does not know how to speak his own language. When this happens, the person who is trying to serve as interpreter may not be willing to try again at another meeting. But the only way an interpreter becomes skillful at interpreting is through practice and through hearing other Navajos interpret. Whenever any Navajo feels that an interpreter has not interpreted into Navajo as well as he should, he can help the most, offering to try his hand at interpreting. In this way, the interpreter can learn better how to use the Navajo language. If we discourage too many interpreters from the agent's staff, the time may come when the superintendent will have no one from his staff who is willing to interpret at agents or district council meetings. Eastern Navajo Council. The Eastern Navajo Council, which will be meeting at Crown Point Chapter House on sometime in December, will be a busy one. It is many items on it, so it is hoped that all members will be there on time. The meeting is scheduled to begin at certain time. Then they will be as follows. Number one, treasurer reports, president reports, superintendent's reports, community workers reports, resolution requesting authorities for community worker to use travel violation on call basis. Resolution requesting that community worker have office days at Wonder Rock on Mondays and Tuesdays to serve District 16 chapters. And here's another one. Resolution requesting additional community worker for Eastern Navajo to serve Pablo Pinito Torreon, Nas Chitty, and so on. Education Committee Reports. Resolution requesting construction of students' canteen at Fort Wingate High School. And then a resolution requesting retaining of PL 815 and PL 874 for public schools serving Navajo children. Police community reports on survey regarding legalizing of liquor and reservation. Resolution requesting travel of matching funds for expansion and development of Mariana Lake. Capital additional request, construction of Civic Center at Crown Point, construction of new police headquarters and jail faculties at Crown Point, construction of information center at Crown Point. Proposals on off reservation grazing administration. In connecting with the resolution showing under the community workers report, it will be helpful to know the following. All the travel employees who have travel vehicles assigned to them have been assigned stickers to go on their vehicles indicating what time of the day they may use these vehicles. A sticker with the letter A means that the vehicle can be used only on Mondays through Friday between 7 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. All community workers like Eugene Barton have been assigned A stickers for their vehicles. This means that Mr. Barton must have his travel vehicle parked at Crown Point not later than 5:30 p.m. every day. This will mean he must leave chapter meetings before the meeting is over, and he will have to have special authorization from his headquarters, Wonder Rock, Arizona, to attend meetings on Saturdays and Sundays or in the evening on any weekday. This appears to be an unworkable arrangement for the community worker, and the resolution will request that he be issued a B sticker, which will permit him to use his travel vehicle on and call basic whenever he may be needed at any chapter meeting. The resolution requests that the community worker have office days at Wonder Rock on Mondays and Tuesdays to serve District 1. Chapter comes from the District 16 Council. Since Mr. Barton's headquarters were moved to Crown Point, many of the District 16 chapter officers have been placed at disadvantage in having to come all the way to Crown Point to consult with him on chapter business. Wonder Rock is much closer to many of the District 16 chapters. The resolution requests an additional community worker to serve 5 chapter in the northern part of the Eastern Navajo agents will correct an unsatisfactory arrangement which has existed for a long time. Pablo Benito Toyon, and many other chapters are now served by the community workers stationed at Shiprock. This community workers has no contact with the Eastern Navajo agents staff at Crown Point, and because of this, many times it is not in the position of to be helpful to these chapters, which are in the Navajo Eastern Agents. Eastern Navajo has a total of 30 chapters, more chapters than any of the other Navajo agents. Chinle had only 11 chapters. It is felt that Eastern Navajo should have 2 community workers in order to provide help to all of the chapters and agents. The capital additional requests include the 3 items listed.